There's no good way to sugarcoat this. Kevin Knox is lucky to be alive. He and his then-girlfriend Maggie Gallen were camped in the Redoubt cabin in May of 2013 and had just come ashore from a morning's fishing in the cabin skiff when the mountain slope above the cabin gave way. The couple and Luna fled down the beach, but the slide still caught them and pushed them under the surface of Redoubt Lake.
The noise that that slide was making was incredible. I mean, you could feel the ground moving underneath you and everything. And for Maggie and I to come out of the water underneath all these trees and be able to make our way to shore, we thought for sure that Luna would be there somewhere.
Unlike more recent slides in Sitka, which have behaved like rivers of mud, the Redoubt slide was a catastrophic rock failure. That Knox and Gallen made it out is hard to believe. The odds, says Knox, would have favored Luna.
In so many ways, I couldn't fathom why she wouldn't have escaped it, because literally, as we were running down the beach, trying to, you know, get away from the slide coming down, she was jumping up and nipping at my sleeve. And it was kind of a game sometimes that we would play, just running around. She would run by your side and kind of leap up and just, you know, kind of grab your sleeve a little bit or something, and, you know, just kind of telling you that she was there, or, you know, she's keeping up and you're not really all that fast or whatever.
Knox and Gallen were rescued by a float plane pilot who flew them back the next day to search for Luna. Over the course of about a month, Knox says he returned to Redoubt to comb the shoreline for Luna, sometimes with the help of the Forest Service fish techs who worked at the salmon weir, who had already begun to refer to the one-acre lake that formed above the slide as Luna Lake. That may be the single most important factor in whether Luna Lake ever makes it on a map.
The community, the people who use and visit the area, recognize and use the name that's being proposed.
Joan Antonsen is Alaska's state historian and the program manager for place name petitions headed to the Alaska Historical Commission. Antonsen says losing a loved one, human or pet, or even a significant achievement is not enough to win a place name.
There were these unfortunate accidents, like a plane crash where someone was killed, or first ascents of a mountain, are not reason enough to put a name on a place.
Antonsen refers to Luna Lake as a commemorative application, which can't even begin until 5 years after the subject you're commemorating has died. She says this discourages people who are applying as an emotional response. And then the application process itself can take a year as documents move from local government to the State Historical Commission and finally to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, which can overrule state recommendations. That also discourages applicants. Knox is not discouraged. Luna saw him through the sudden death of his father in 2005 and the loss of his first wife to cancer in 2009. In the 5 years since surviving the slide, he and Maggie have married and had a child. There is a missing piece in this miracle, and her name is Luna. That a small lake was created on the day she died seems a natural legacy.
You know, naming it after Luna was just, you know, a piece of, I guess, a puzzle for Maggie and I and some of our healing.
Knox has reached out to the Tlingit community in Sitka to discuss the idea and to avoid imposing a name on a geographic feature inappropriately. He's open to the possibility of calling it Got Luna Lake to recognize the cultural importance of the sockeye salmon, or got, that spawn there. There's also the possibility that Luna Lake might not be permanent as the outflow stream erodes the dam created by the slide. Knox is fine with that. No geographic feature is permanent in the end, he says. The Alaska Historical Commission will meet to consider Knox's proposal in mid-January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.